We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? It's the CHGO Cubs podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook. Make sure you download the app and then use the promo code CHGO when you sign up. Luke Stuckmeyer, Ryan Herrera, and Mr. Vibes, Cody Delmendo, on a big, big day. This is the biggest day in the life of Cody Delmendo. He's been working on this for a couple weeks. He's been thinking about it, planning it. He's been TikToking it. He's been Twittering it. We all have our shades on because we knew that Cody was coming in with his Jordan 1s, lost and found, Chicago version.
Ooh, baby.
Is this the biggest day in your shoe history?
Oh, absolutely.
I've never seen a guy with a smile like Cody came in today. Yeah. He bounced in like Sammy did the hop after he hit a home run. Cody jumped in, hopped.
I was vibing when I came in. And I don't vibe much in November, considering it's cold. But today was a good day to vibe.
And it's even a little cloudy. I'm surprised you wore those today because it is a little cloudy outside.
No rain. So, you know. Whoa. But I definitely avoided the puddles.
I was going to say, there has to be, like, I remember when we first launched, and there was still snow on the ground. Yeah. I had a little nicer shoes. I would, like, wear shoes that I didn't care if I was walking in the snow. I'd have to bring a second pair. Like, put the nice. Yeah.
Oh,
my
I did
backpack.
The same thing. I remember, like, the first month or two after we launched.
Yeah, it was still snow.
Yeah.
Well, this is big.
Yeah. It's as it gets colder and there's more snow, I know that I will probably not be wearing J's because of that. And I share my car with my girlfriend now. So, like, she's going to be using my car more than I am. I mean, she has been for the last, like, 5 months. So, like, I'll be taking the train a lot. And I just don't want to carry more shoes.
what number pair of Jordans is this, and do they rank number one? Because I'd say, well, those might be the best ones I've ever seen.
It was a big day on, what, Friday or Saturday, whatever day it was.
A couple weeks ago, right? Yeah, you had to win a raffle.
I won the raffle on sneakers, yes. I don't know. I got, like, two shelves. So I would
two
say
shelves,
I have, like, at least 10 to 12, at least.
Wow, 12. Look at the vibes on that guy, just sitting there with reflector shades, Shady Rays.
He's having a good time.
I'm decked out in Bulls gear today, and we're doing a Cubs podcast.
So. All ready to roll.
It's a good day to rep the Bulls, though. They had a big win last night.
Not much happening for the Cubs, but the vibes are high here at the CHGO Cubs podcast because I hear breaking news. There's breaking news. Do we have
breaking news?
There it is. That's right.
This is fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Cody's not the only one that won the raffle.
Whoa.
No way.
Whoa.
Cody is not the only raffle winner, everybody. That's right. MJ himself's got some shoes to unveil.
Oh.
Maverick style.
No way.
You gotta see these.
No way. There is no way.
Oh.
These. Wow. What you call
grandpa Stucky.
You won
vibes.
Too?
Wow.
Pow. Wow.
Pow.
What a moment.
Wait, I thought you didn't win.
I am just now learning this.
No,
remember we were telling him, he's like, I never got the notification.
Let me take off my
Allbirds.
Let me take off my Look at Nick over there drooling.
I don't believe
somebody
this.
Somebody get a PJ towel Stucky to clean up there. The floor as Nick drools on my God. Shoes.
What is going on?
That's right. Mr. Rogers.
Unbelievable.
All right. Look at me and Stuck.
Here's the deal. You know what? I got these in the mail. I won them before you did. I just didn't want to tell you.
So Stucky called me to set this whole surprise up. He said, the shoes are so dumb. They didn't come with laces. I had to go to Dick's Sporting Goods to get laces. I said, they do come with
they
laces.
They do come with
They're
laces.
Just
they do.
Not
I
in
found
the
them.
Shoes.
Hold on.
They're just not in the shoes.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm walking back to the brush
and see him.
Wow. Oh,
now
my goodness.
Who's got the best vibes? Here's the deal. My vibes are so in the pocket, you don't even know what to do with them.
We need that. We need that screen grab right there.
Yeah,
we're
definitely got to clip that.
Oh, there you go.
I am in shock right now.
You like them, Nick?
Is this another April?
Oh, yeah, look at that. Stucky's shoe locker.
Is this another April Fool's, like, Contreras thing?
No,
like,
look at
did
these
someone
bad
else
boys.
Get these and they're letting you use them for this moment?
And, ladies and gentlemen, if you are on eBay and would like to bid on these Jordan 1s for four times the price.
Yeah. Luke Thickmeyer, yes.
Look at that.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Pretty impressive.
Has there ever been a better vibe on this show than this right now?
No.
I'm just glad I have my Shady Rays because at least I have
Shady Ryan Rays is left out.
I don't got the shoes.
Got the lost and founds.
So I don't got the shoes, but at least I have the Shady Rays.
Yeah.
Luke has the vibes today. What's the chat feel about this?
I can't read the chat because of the
Jim says, is it getting hard to come up with new topics each day? Well,
Jim, it's so difficult that I just spent almost $200 on a pair of shoes.
Just for a bit.
One more thing, just to knock Stucky's confidence down a peg. He slacked me this morning and said, hey, if you're doing Cubs, give me a call. And he sent his number.
Urgent.
There was a typo. It was the wrong number. Luckily, I already had your number saved. You sent the wrong number.
So I got the number wrong.
That's classic. That's
Listen,
classic
I had
stuff.
The I had the number wrong. I had the shoelaces thing wrong.
Oh, man.
But we got but the breaking news out.
Look, wow, and look at this. I got the CHGO script to go with it.
Yeah.
You see what's happening there? Mm. I planned that out.
Yeah, you did.
Look at you.
No doubt about it.
Vibes are so in the pocket.
I'm actually really impressed. I am.
Let me get that shot for you. Look how flexible I am.
Look at us. Like, we should screenshot this and put it on the internet.
Let's put them in front of Ryan's face because he didn't win them. Look at that. How you like those?
I'm doing the Maverick point.
Put that on the internet. I expect to be tagged in at least four screenshots of that.
There it is. Breaking news.
What a moment. Okay.
Do we have the Bulls music again? I'd like to hear that one more time. There it is.
Where's Peck? Where's Peck and
where's
Big Dave
Peck?
When you need
Big
him, man?
Big Dave is going to have just a grabber when he sees this. He's not going to know what to do when he sees these.
Right?
Did you see Nick? He went out. He cried on the way out.
Yeah.
He did get the 11s, though. The cherry ones.
The 11s aren't the ones.
They're not the ones.
The ones are the best.
This is it. This is the best pair you can own right here.
Yep.
They were the most the most entries to try to get this
year. I waited over an hour like you did, and mine came across as a winner, and I didn't know how to tell Cody that I had won them because the deal was you had to enter your size, and I didn't – in reality – what I was trying to do was get Cody made me download this app. I said, how do I do it? I'm going to download the app. And I thought I can double his chances. So I was going to put his shoe size in, but I forgot to ask him his shoe size. Then I go through this whole sneaker app thing and they make you ask your size. Like, and this was like minutes before it was going to go live. I'm like, I better just put mine in. I don't know what to do. I put them in, but they make you put your credit card in. So an hour later, these things were just in the mail. Like I didn't have a chance to change out the size.
Yeah.
And then Cody said he won. And I'm like, okay, well, now I've got to wear these. But now how do you walk in them so I don't crease them before I sell them?
I guess you just, yeah.
High knees.
Get those high knees in.
Man. No, you can't see them. Now you can.
They're selling for $400 on StockX.
Yeah. 400? Over $400 on StockX, yeah.
That'll go down.
Wild.
That'll go down eventually.
If you're in the chat, so. If you're yeah, in well. The chat and you wear a size 10, at me.
At Stucky.
At me. I'm just going to wear, they're not going to be game worn. They're just going to be show worn for today. Okay. Never thought that was going to happen, did you?
Yeah, shout out to everyone who still remained here, because we have not said anything about the Cubs yet.
Oh, we did. We said it was a boring day other than the Jordans. No, here's the day. So I saw that, did you see the article about Kevin Kiermaier from Ken Rosenthal dropped that Kiermaier wants 2 years, $24 million. So let's talk about the possibilities for both first base and center field. Right, we know that Bellinger is the guy that offers you both of those mm-hmm. if you go and get him. I don't know what price he wants, but if this is the number for Kevin Kiermaier, is it too much? And would you spend that if you're the Cubs?
I don't.
Now I know what Colada is going to say.
I don't think it's too much. Actually, I think that's a fine deal. I don't think he's your number one. I think Cody Bellinger is the one you probably are looking for. Including the fact that he plays first base also.
Right.
But if you're going after Kevin Kiermaier, I mean, 2 years, $24 million, like so at AAV of $12 million a year, that's not bad, especially with how much room the Cubs have under the space this offseason, how much they will have next year too. You need a guy who can play center field at least for the first few months of this season. And then, you know, say in a perfect world or even like a better scenario is – Brendan Davis is ready to come up in a couple months. He does really well, takes over that center field job overall, like right away. Then you got a veteran defensive first, outfielder that can play all three outfield positions, can be like your fourth outfielder, and you have him for 2 years. And he's probably not a guy that needs to start every day anymore because, you know, he's a little on the older side. I think at that price, that's not a bad price.
He's real good defensively.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's real good defensively. So you assume that Bellinger is probably more than that for 1 year, right? Like, it sounds like they may be going for a big one-year prove-it deal. Mm-hmm. Would you rather pay 2 for $24 for Kiermaier, or would you rather pay 1 for $30 for a guy that really was not very good last year, but he has the highest ceiling?
I don't and think he gives he's you the gonna demand there's, $30 million.
Yeah, there's no
all
way.
All right, so what does he I want for 1 year?
What was he going to get in arbitration?
Like 18 or
no? I didn't mean 30. Yeah. I didn't mean 15 or 16. Right? Like, okay. Let's say it's half of this.
Okay.
Let's say it's 20. 1 year, $20 million.
I would rather do Bellinger than Kiermaier.
I think in that sense you probably do. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of trying to get like a mutual option for that second year, mm-hmm. and seeing what happens. But I think at that price, yeah, you probably go for the one for 20 for Bellinger, because it obviously doesn't disrupt what you're trying to do at center field in 2024, and it, you know, takes money off the books after a year. At that price, I'd probably go Bellinger. He's going to have a lot of suitors, so.
Yeah.
So you definitely would have to pounce quickly, and if you have to go to a backup option, Kevin Kiermaier, two at 24 is not bad, in my opinion.
I think I'd rather overpay for Bellinger on a 1 year, 20 to 22 million is what I assume like he might get. I'd rather pay for that than 2 years of Kiermaier when we know what Kiermaier is. I think there's much higher upside for Bellinger. Mm-hmm. And again, PCA coming up 2024 most likely. Like, Kiermaier ain't going to block, or he ain't going to block PCA anyway. Right. So why would you want to overpay for someone like that? At least with Bellinger, there's upside. Like,
I don't think that's an overpay. $12 million in this day and age in baseball with the way salaries and again older, how much
like, room, doesn't you know he's not going to hit? I mean, it's like the center field version of freaking Andrelton Simmons. Maybe probably better hitter, but like for sure,
definitely a better hitter.
But still, like you're bringing him in for defense, though, and like that's what they did with Andrelton Simmons.
But the thing is with Kiermaier, you could just actually turn him into that, like you said. Like, if the guys come up and do what they're supposed to do, Brendan Davis, PCA, yeah. Kiermaier could develop. That could be his role,
and it's not an
expensive one. Don't get me wrong; that would be expensive.
But it's not a long term high AAV. It's like it's $12 million a year for the next 2 years. Like, it's not for a team like the Cubs that doesn't break the bank. Like, someone that's
I agree.
Who scored?
Did USA score?
There we go.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my Jordans.
All right, we just live.
USA scored here. I thought everybody was raving about the Jordans.
US scored live on this show. So anyone
Stucky is vibing.
Anyone missing the USA game to watch this show, the US just scored.
I'm going to shoot those portraits. Nice.
What was I talking about? Oh, Kiermaier, right? I don't know. I like the glove. Again, you can play all three outfield positions. So it's not like you have to go out and fill out the roster with a couple more outfielders, a couple like another corner outfielder or something. You got a guy, you're the Cubs, you can afford $12 million over 2 years, and then after 2024 yeah, sure. you're done, like it's over. I understand that.
Whatever. Jack's yelling at me because I said that why would you pay, he says why would you pay Bellinger $20 million? It's like again, 1 year and he's 27.
It's not our money.
Yeah, I mean
I wouldn't personally.
And he can play some first base too. Like I get it. You're not banking on him to get back to MVP form, but I just think that there's, I think there's better. Like they signed they signed Kiermaier instead. You're not really moving the needle, and I said that a lot yesterday. To me, you're not moving the needle with Kiermaier. I think you're moving the needle with Bellinger.
Apparently, I don't think you are. I don't think. Well, if you're gonna say either or.
At least people would know the name.
At that position,
at that position, neither is
really a needle mover, unless Cody Bellinger can live up to what he did 3 years ago, and that's a tough ask. Neither one is really a needle mover. But there's not.
I think there's more likelihood that the needle is moved then.
But what do you consider the needle to be moved? Like, what does that mean to you? Like, someone that can move the needle, Carlos Correa, for sure, or any other shortstop, really. Carlos Rodon, DeGrom, like those guys move the needle. There aren't a ton of guys that you bring in outside of those guys that are realistically move the needle for you. Like, Cody Bellinger is not going to win you many more games next year than Kevin Kiermaier would.
You're going to play better defense than any guy that the Cubs had out there last year.
Well, sure, but Kevin Kiermaier will too.
Same thing about Kiermaier.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so those aren't really needle movers. Like, those guys alone don't make you anywhere closer to playoff contenders.
Well, you
got
to wait for the rest of the offseason to play out, and then I can answer that question to you.
Well, I'm trying to ask you, like, what do you think moving the needle means? And I'm asking you what it means because why does Cody Bellinger move the needle any more than Kevin Kiermaier? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Well, at least he's a former MVP.
Sure, but that was a long time ago.
I'm just saying, I think if you put those two names out and you walked around Wrigleyville and you walked up to some drunk fans and you were like, who's Cody Bellinger? You'd get a higher percentage of people that would know who Cody Bellinger is.
You're going to draw more fans to Wrigley? Probably. But does that make the team? Does Cody Bellinger make the team much better than Kevin Kiermaier? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't think Cody Bellinger would move the needle any more than Kevin Kiermaier would, unless he can live up to, he does have a higher ceiling, and I get that. But he hasn't reached that ceiling in three years.
Based off what we know, then yes, you're correct that they're not much any different than, like, it really doesn't matter. You can take your pick. Fine.
But if you could get Cody Bellinger for 1 year, I'd probably do that over Kevin Kiermaier.
I guess I just don't want to give Kiermaier 2 years when you got a center fielder who just won a minor league gold glove in the waiting. And I get it. You can't bank on PCA. Like, the project, like, what did Theo say?
Development is not linear.
It's not linear. Yep. I get it.
I think we're still kind of hoping that PCA is ready to go to start 2024, but that's not a given. Like, he could,
he could get hurt.
He could struggle all year. Like,
you could have a Brennan Davis type year.
Yes. So it could be, that's still not a given. So that's why I'm saying, like, even that second year for Kiermaier, you can't bank on prospects, but even just to have him as a fourth, even fifth outfielder, that's just
2 years is fine.
Two years, 24, that's fine. I just think that if you're going to spend $20 million on a defensive outfielder, why not just do it for 1 year instead of 2 years? And I think Bellinger is going to get a 1 year deal because I think Boris wants to reset his market or his value and hope that he gets back to whatever. Kiermaier, 2 years, okay, you're paying him $12 million this coming season and the year after. I don't know, like.
If Boris was smart,
there's not really much difference, I guess.
But. If Boris really got what he want, he would do a 2 or 3 year deal for Bellinger with the player option after one. So if he's great, he gets his cash and walks away. If he's not great, he gets paid for 3 years. Now,
the LeBron contract.
Jack Brown's asking, well, why does Bellinger's ability to play first matter? Because if you start filling the outfield with guys, prospects that start coming up, you could move them over to first base, which is a greater need at the moment. in my eyes. Yeah. Like, you still need a first baseman.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're, I mean, I said it yesterday, you know, Mancini or Bell, but you also said, you know, or you guys basically said that the Cubs don't necessarily need those guys when you can get Bellinger, who can play first, and he's a good defensive player in general.
And you also
why I'd be willing to spend more money for that bigger
contract. And you also have
defensive versatility for sure.
You also have Wisdom at first base. Yeah. Who, I mean, it's not like the greatest option out there, but, you know, there's that right at the end of the season. He played well there. You know, I think David Ross wanted to move him over there, liked him at that position, if he can handle it, because they didn't really know what's going to happen with third base moving forward, or, you know, what's going to happen with first base moving forward. So you got, like, if you put Bellinger in there, you got, like, a nice little three-man rotation of guys that can play first base. Mm. And that's also if the Cubs don't go out and get – they'll go out and get another one of the first basemen, you know, on the market. Josh Bell, Trey Mancini. Again, remember I said yesterday, I don't know that the Cubs need them, but, you know, there's definitely still a possibility they go get them.
Yeah.
One of those guys.
Candelario, one-year deal with the Nats. That didn't interest me anyway, so I don't care about that.
Cubs legend, though.
Cubs legend, yes.
Yeah, he was the MLB doubles leader in 2021. Okay. Stucky.
All right. Still didn't interest me.
He replaced Nick Castellanos.
What about...
for the Tigers.
What about the... Judge is obviously the high ceiling for center field. Number two on the list is probably Brandon Nimmo.
Yeah.
Right? If you were really spending money, Brandon Nimmo, and it sounds like at the Jose Abreu press conference, the Astros have said they are willing to meet or go above and past the tax threshold. So they're not done spending after the Abreu deal, which was $60 million. Nimmo, 29. Left-handed bat, leadoff, 433 slugging last year, 16 home runs. In a perfect world, is he your option in center field? Do you like spending? He'd probably be the highest ticket price, right? Like, I would assume he's going to get the biggest deal out of that group because he's only 29.
Right. He's the highest. He's the biggest target for center field, no doubt.
Yeah.
I don't think the Cubs are interested in him. And the only way that I think that they would get interested is if they did then trade Ian Happ. But I don't think they're going to trade Ian Happ, and they're not trading Seiya Suzuki. So, yeah.
I wouldn't take him.
I just don't think the Cubs are interested. He hasn't been linked to the Cubs in any kind of rumor. But, yeah, I do think that he'd be a good piece for this Cubs team, but – I don't know. I still like he isn't going to be cheap. That's for sure. So I'd rather them spend the bulk of their money on Correa or Turner. You know, but again, Nimmo would be. I'd be really surprised if the Cubs just swooped in and shocked us all. I wouldn't be mad about it, but then I'd have questions like, what are you going to do next? Because then you're loaded with outfield, and you know this guy's going to demand a 5-year deal. So then you're like, okay, again. Don't want to block PCA. Can't bank on him to also come up and just be great right away, though, at the same time, right? But you still have high hopes for him.
Yeah.
And you got Brandon Davis, too. And, again, I know
he's
you
also can't bank on him,
but, like, there's just, like, I don't feel like the Cubs are interested in giving a contract to a center fielder for more than 3 years. He probably wants more.
If you could convince him to take more money for less years.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, you're probably going to have to invest – a few more years than what the Cubs are interested in, and a little bit more money than what they want to spend at center field, which is why, you know, with all the rumors have guys like Cody Bellinger and Kevin Kiermaier in it. Brandon Nimmo, like you said, has not been linked to the Cubs as much or really at all that I've seen. For all the reasons Cody just stated, like, it just doesn't strike me as a deal the Cubs are interested in because they have, you know, the top three prospects are outfielders, something like that, and like another two or three, depending on where you're looking. Like, a lot of their top 10 prospects are outfielders, and they have obviously a lot of money invested into Seiya Suzuki in right. They have Ian Happ in left and may end up trying to extend him. There's just a lot of outfield depth in this organization that I just don't buy that they want to go out and get another, you know, big money. Few more years and they want to give out kind of deal for a guy like Brandon Nimmo, who's good, but it would
make sense if the Cubs were in win now mode. You know what I mean? Like they were a piece away from being in World Series contention, kind of like when they signed Hayward and Zobrist, right? Like,
so you mean 2024?
Sure. Yeah. If like there's more progression and they, you know, are in the wild card hunt next year, yeah. Because yeah. Right now you don't really know who's going to be the leadoff guy for this Cubs team. And like, if they, I'm just saying hypothetically, if they were in a better position to win the World Series next year, then Nimmo to me would be a guy that I'm like, okay, makes sense. But the team just not in that position.
Let's be honest. Right now, we, the three of us here on the CHGO Cubs podcast, we've made a bigger splash in free agency than the Cubs have. We all got Shady Rays.
True.
And two out of three are wearing the new Jordan 1s. We've spent more than the Cubs have spent in free agency at the moment. We got bigger vibes than the Cubs have at the moment.
Yeah.
So it's time for Jed to put on his Jordan 1s and throw on his Shady Rays and go into the big boy pool and go get somebody at the winter meetings. Go do it.
The discourse on social media yesterday was very, very wild.
Once the Jose Abreu trade went down, I'm like looking at it. I'm like, it's not the end of the world.
Well, yeah, I don't even think people were upset that they didn't get Abreu.
No, or they wouldn't be mad at all if they had one of the shortstops.
Yeah, like maybe they were. You know, just honestly, like I said at the end of yesterday's show, I was kind of like, I think more people are just frustrated because the Cubs haven't done anything yet. They haven't done anything to really change their to move the needle. Like I keep saying, right? But I also am seeing people who are like, I'm glad they're not spending money. They're not one move away from winning the World Series. And it's like, there has to be a line, right? Like there has to be a part of you that as a fan, you have to sit back and look at this Cubs roster right now. And yeah, I don't want them to go spend $500 million like the Rangers did last year on two shortstops. I don't want them to do that. I do want them to spend intelligently, like Jed says, but they also can't lose out on guys that are on the market because they don't want to go one more year, or maybe because they don't want to go an extra $10 million for Jose Abreu. Like, that's the thing. And a lot of people are taking that as, like, I want the Cubs to spend $5 million or $500 million in this entire offseason. There has to be, like, a middling part for us fans, at least on the outlook. And like, that's all I care about. I was getting like reamed on Twitter yesterday because of basically saying that. And a lot of people took it as that I want the Cubs to spend $500 million.
No, like, but at some point,
yeah,
you have to leave your comfort zone if you want to be great.
That's what Corey said.
That's the bottom line. And that's in life, period. If you want to be great, you better leave your comfort zone at some point.
Yeah. Well,
if you just do what's comfortable, you know what you're going to be? Average or below average.
What was that one quote? It's like, if you rationalize every cent, you're going to finish third or something like that.
Yeah. Andrew Friedman from the Dodgers.
Corey has said the same thing a couple weeks ago when he was in about, like, eventually you're going to have to pony up a little bit more to get the guy that you want. And this is the way I look at it in terms of Abreu. You know, obviously the Astros gave him that 3 years, $60 million. Seems like probably just more than the Cubs wanted to spend. And what you're talking about is, are they going to have to do, you know, maybe an extra year or spend more money for someone, for a guy they want? Yes. Was Jose Abreu the guy they needed to do that for? I don't see it. Carlos Correa, Xander Bogaerts, Trey Turner, like, if they want one more year, like another $20 million, whatever, like not AAV, but like another $20 million on a contract, if that's what it takes for the Cubs to do it, then you definitely give that more thought and probably a little more pressure on, like, okay, like this is probably a move they have to do that for to get their guy. Jose Abreu just didn't fall into that same category for me. I was like, they needed to give that extra year or that extra however much money it was. Like, they didn't need to.
When Correa and Turner and Bogaerts and Swanson sign, they're not with the Cubs, and you learn how much they're getting paid in the years and all this, we as fans can sit here and speculate without really knowing. Like, the moment we heard that Abreu got 3 years, I put in the Slack yesterday. I was like, this is why they didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's just based off what we've seen over the last year and a half or two, right? When those four, if one of those four don't go to the Cubs and we look at those contracts and the money that they got, if we can sit here and be like, and automatically guess or realize why that the Cubs didn't do this, it's probably going to be for the reason I just said, because they're not willing to just give that extra year or pay the extra $10 million or whatever it is. And that is going to be what's most frustrating for fans. And I don't blame them, and then I won't blame them for being pessimistic like Michael Collada is in the chat every day and anyone else.
He had a good comment today. He said something about, you know, the Astros needed a first baseman. They went and got him. For us, it has to be the right deal or the perfect fit. And, you know, we don't know that the Cubs are exactly saying that, but it does feel that way sometimes, right?
That,
like we're always trying to put the perfect circle into the perfect circle hole and then the perfect square in the perfect square. Sometimes it doesn't always fit just the right way, but it doesn't mean you're not adding good players. And so they have enough holes on this team. They're going to have to be uncomfortable with some of the deals they give some guys.
Right.
Yeah.
At some point, and because there aren't enough prospects to take all those spots at this point.
Right. And it kind of goes back to what I said at the end of yesterday's show. Like, yeah, the Cubs gave fair market deals to Rizzo, and it looked like they were going to get the bias thing done. Then the pandemic came, and yeah, in hindsight, it looks like, yeah, it's probably the right moves. But if you're going to trade all those guys and not have someone here, you're going to have to pay for other guys. And, like, that's kind of the point I was trying to make is, like, you did this to yourself. Now fix it. Because, again, they set the standard. They set the standard. They said we're going to be competing year in and year out, at least for the division. And last year was unacceptable. I don't care if you want to call it a rebuild year or whatever. We had no expectations. It's still unacceptable from what the front office has told us and ownership has told us over the years during the golden era. We've been told that they're going to be in it year in and year out. So, and again, Jed said this wasn't going to be 2012, 2013, 2014 like, all right? I got over the fact that last year was a complete wash and just – it was what it was. I got over it. But I'm going to be extremely more critical of this team if this offseason goes like last offseason's did.
If they don't sign one of the shortstops and Cubs convention comes around, they're going to need to cancel it.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Like, if they don't get one of the big boys by the time the Cubs convention rolls around and they're all gone – man, I'd cancel that like the White Sox faster than you can eat. Like.
Just don't do the town hall.
No, I wouldn't do any of it.
Be off the schedule.
I wouldn't do any of it.
Ricketts ain't gonna show up. No.
I'm still optimistic it's happening. And you know, that's why I was optimistic that my Jordan 1s would come through. And I sat there for an hour waiting. I was rewarded. Just like I'm going to be rewarded with hopefully some Green Ridge Farm this weekend because, Chicago local meat and cheese company offering you a better all-natural option. Makers of all-natural deli meat, sausages, and their famous meat sticks. Perfect for tailgating, happy hour, school lunches. Their all-natural meat sticks are hardwood smoked for 8 hours. 16 grams of protein per stick. A perfect post-workout snack for those of you that just hit bench press highs of all time.
265 pounds. That's two plates and two tens on each side, in case you're wondering.
Okay. meat sticks come in chicken, black forest beef, flavors like jalapeno cheddar and spicy chili. Haven't tried them yet? You don't know what you're missing. Delicious because they're made from recipes that are generations in the making. And being all natural, they deliver a fresh, flavorful alternative at snack time. You can always find them in the refrigerated section at Costco, Sam's Club, or your Chicagoland grocery store. So right now, when you order any three meat products at greenridgefarm.com, include a pack of meat sticks in your cart. Those meat sticks will be free simply by using the code CHGO at checkout. Green Ridge Farm, simply natural meat.
Guys, Illinois and Syracuse play tonight at the State Farm Center in Champaign. And like, if I didn't have to come in studio today, I probably would have drove down to Champaign tonight and then logged on to Game Time to get my last-minute tickets because I'd love to go into State Farm Center tonight and boo the living crap out of Jim Boeheim and then just completely slander anything that has to do with the 2-3 zone. Game time.
2-3 zone is stupid.
It is stupid, right?
I hate it.
I hate the 2-3 zone. Soft, just like Syracuse. Game time. It's the hottest new ticketing site that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. I'm sorry, I can't stop.
Yeah, what size are you, Stucky?
10.
10.
All right.
10. Size 10.
Start making your bids.
Never dreamed of sitting in a seat you never thought you could. 50-yard line courtside at Illinois Syracuse, perhaps. Behind home plate, floor seats at a concert. It's possible with the Game Time app. The biggest last-minute price drops can be found on the seats you thought you could never buy. Stucky's not going to do that for his shoes, but you can do that on Game Time. You won't find a better deal this season on Illini tickets, Bulls tickets, Blackhawks tickets, definitely Bears tickets. Created by the fans for the fans, guarantees the lowest price. If you love CHGO, then you'll love Game Time. The best way to support us is by buying your tickets through the link in the description on YouTube or in the podcast description. Join over 15 million people who have downloaded the Game Time app and scored the best seats to all your favorite events. And Stucky has taken the shoes off, so his
just
feet
me
are
and my two best friends.
Niren asked.
Michael and Jeffrey.
Niren asked. He said he would take them, but I think he wants to pay on layaway. He said that earlier.
Layaway?
He said that earlier.
Whatever I paid, they're going at least double if I'm selling them. Otherwise, you saw what kind of vibe I had with these on.
That's fair.
Like, I am leaning towards keeping them now that I've had them on
Cody,
my feet.
You know what I was thinking about?
They're more comfortable than I thought.
We're talking about Game Time, but I sent you that thing the other day that one of the predictions for the Music City Bowl in Nashville on New Year's Eve is Mizzou, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a great game to go to.
Stucky. I'm actually down.
I'd be down. Stucky, you could join if you'd like.
Texas, Illinois. I just stay home with my Jordans.
Texas and Illinois play in what, like a week or two?
I think it's next Monday in Madison Square Garden to kick off the Jimmy V Memorial.
Yeah.
Texas, number 2 in the country.
Oh, wow.
Mm, yeah, they beat Gonzaga.
Alabama just beat North Carolina, didn't they?
They did. It took 4 overtimes.
Yep.
Is Valpo ranked this year?
Valpo's not ranked.
Valpo's not ranked, Stucky. Bryce Drew's not coming back.
Bryce Drew walks through that door. hey, we got the big tailgate coming up on Sunday. I will not be wearing my Jordans, so don't
I will not
try
be wearing
to show
my
up
Jordans
and take
either.
My Jordans.
I'll probably be wearing Jordans, but not these.
Listen, Bears-Packers. The deal is still there, allchgo.com. We have a great time, no matter the outcome of the game, whether you have tickets to the game. Maybe you'll get the tickets on the Game Time app. But make sure you go to allchgo.com, get the tickets now. Of course, if you got diehard status, you're getting 20% off that. So a diehard status, I think, is a great holiday gift because it gets you 20% off our merch all the time. It gets you 20% off our activities and events and all that stuff all the time, not to mention the content of Ryan's that is behind the wall. Now a lot of it we've opened up so you can read it, but there's still stuff that's behind the wall that will certainly be worth it. And he's heading to the winter meetings this weekend. So I would think maybe a few of those could potentially be behind the paywall. So give the gift that keeps on giving the whole year round, and you won't miss a single thing.
You also get access to those happy hours. That we had
the happy
last
hours,
week with
we're gonna have a Cubs one soon.
Yeah, one last week with Adam Hogue and Corey Wooten, and there's gonna be a Bulls one soon, I believe.
Yeah. I thought about saving these for the first happy hour. And then Cody announced on TikTok and Twitter that he was wearing them. Like, well, the only thing better than one set of Jordan ones on set would be
two
pair.
Okay.
I need you to put them up to your ears like they're a phone.
This is unbelievable.
We are all so blessed,
by the way,
get to know Luke.
The smell of this leather. Steve. The smell of this leather, this is how you know they're good leather. That's fresh leather right there. That's not cheap leather. This isn't like...
You didn't lick the bottom of the sole.
They've been on the floor here. No, I don't.
Apparently people do that when they take them out of the box for the first time.
So I did have plans early on for a big reveal on these, though. I really did. I was gonna get the floor at the United Center put down one day, and I was gonna walk in and have the Jordan intro play out and do my first ever TikTok, and I was gonna present it to Cody that way. And then my second idea was Benny the Bull coming in here blowing off streamers one day in the middle of the show and presenting me the Jordans. But Cody ruined it by deciding he was gonna wear them today, and I said, well, maybe this is the day they get Correa.
Benny the Bull's also a little busy. I would think.
Do it.
Okay.
Benny would do it. All right. So Jesse Rogers, Ryan saw, talked about the shortstops. We love Jesse. He's not always the most positive Cubs reporter out there. You know, he'll tell you the down and dirty side of the way things are going. He doesn't believe they're getting one of the big shortstops. Believes they're going to spend more like Collada money than big money. Although when he did the ESPN picks, he did say it's either – who was the other team that he said for Bogarts?
I don't remember.
Anyways, he had one of two teams getting Bogarts, and he had the Cubs as a 50-50 shot at Bogarts.
The Cubs and Giants, I think.
Were the other team.
Yeah.
Anyway, do we have that clip of Jesse talking about that?
It's a little longer.
It's a little long. You want to give us the gist of it?
It is a little longer.
In the Slack, Joey, just in case.
Yeah. Well, if Joey wants to put it up there, I do know.
Let's Ryan, give the
gist. Yeah, let's hear the summary of it.
Well, the main thing that I took away from it is, you know, again, the Cubs are just involved in rumors and coming from all corners of like who they're involved with, who's most likely, who's the favorite, whatever. And Jesse, one of the things he did say was that he's hearing more Turner and Bogarts. I think it was Turner and Bogarts.
I thought you said Turner and Swanson.
I'm pretty sure it's Turner and Swanson. That you may be
Turner
right.
And Swanson.
Yeah.
Again, I'm still fine with that.
But that's just like
I love Turner. I think Turner's
probably number one on a lot of people.
I'm as much Turner as I am Correa. Yeah. To be honest with you.
So there's that.
This is on MLB Network, by the way.
It's on MLB Network. The clip was posted earlier today. But again, that's just like another thing where it's like, you know, John Morosi keeps pushing the Cubs and Carlos Correa. You know, there's rumors that there's, you know, the Cubs, yeah, like you said, Cubs aren't going to get anyone, or Cubs are more interested in, you know, Bogarts. And it just keeps, I don't know, it just keeps messing with or makes me realize like how just messed up and free agency is, and how like no one really knows anything. Like, no one really knows what anyone's plan is, except for, obviously, the people. Jed and Carter and whoever else is in that group of making these decisions. Those are the only ones that really know what's going on. But even then, they don't know what the players are thinking. They don't know, you know, what is going to, you know, secure a player to want to come to Chicago. Because all the players are different, too. And what they desire and what they think, they're all different for all four of those guys. So, I don't know. It just keeps making it seem like something's, you know, gonna happen, and we're not gonna be ready for it because we have no idea. We really have no idea what is gonna happen in free agency right now.
Yeah.
Especially when the shortstops.
Niren says I could get $429 on these shoes, by the way. Now that's starting to look attractive to me. I wonder if Collada would pony up for these.
No, he said that's a waste of money.
Well, he's out there spending Ricketts' money. He won't spend his money on a pair of
He'll be at Cubs convention. Giving Tom a piece of his mind.
It was Swanson and Turner, by the way.
I also love Michael Collada's last comment, but I'm not going to read it. But I just want him to know that I like his comment.
I don't encourage anger or picking on anybody, but Joel has a funny comment. He says, Jesse Rogers eats Raisin Bran for breakfast. These reports suck.
Joel's always coming in with the fire comments. He leaves some of the most funny comments that we get.
He told you to lick the leather and show your commitment to the sneaker
community. No,
because
if I sell them, no, I don't want somebody saying that the shoes have been licked.
Show your loyalty to the sneakerhead community, Stuck. Come on now.
No.
As far as you know, what he said on MLB Network about the stuff related to Swanson and Turner, I mean, it just goes back to more of what I've kind of said in terms of I just think winter meetings are where all four of these guys are going to go, and or we're going to learn where all four of these guys are going to go. So
maybe I have a better idea of that.
Yeah, I don't know at this point.
You want something less exciting? Was the MLB article that you found from Mike Petrillo, Petrillo.
There you go.
He says relievers that could make a difference, Chris Martin and Shelby Miller. Now, if the Cubs sign either one of those guys and don't make a big move, set off the air raid sirens over at Soldier Field. Set them off and let the Cubs fans loose, because, listen, they might make a difference. They also might be absolutely nothing. Like,
it's not
you're
like the
talking
Cubs
about
even
flyers. I'd rather take a flyer on Cody Bellinger than I would Shelby Miller this season.
Oh, for sure.
Also had
I only threw that in the Slack channel Sorry. Because the Charlie Cubs Sheen. Are known for taking flyers on relievers.
They are.
And they have all, like, majority of them have worked out. So we've talked about the pitch lab. Chris Martin was on that list. There was another guy in there that he said that he could see him being as a high leverage, like, closer. I know the Cubs need a closer. Anyway.
When I look at it, is kind of what you said, even, like, preseason before 2022, it's like you don't really worry about the Cubs filling out their bullpen anymore because they've proven they do a pretty good job of it. Yeah. Like, they don't need to go out and spend a lot of money on, like, obviously Edwin Diaz is off the market, but, like, that type of reliever, because they went out and gave David Robertson peanuts, and he, like, was one of the best closers in baseball for a while. Like,
I want to hope that the Cubs can develop their own closer, yeah, like Jeremiah Estrada, for example.
That's the whole thing. Like, Brandon Hughes. Brandon Hughes developed into a pretty solid.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I was just taking a selfie Stucky with my Jordans.
Stucky is on one too.
Taking a selfie with my Jordans.
He's going overboard. Brandon Hughes developed into a pretty solid, back end reliever, and you want to see that. I mean, that was a very small sample size, so you want to see it moving forward, obviously. But I don't, the Cubs don't need to. That's a priority, obviously, and that's on the offseason to-do list is signing some, veteran relievers, high-end or back-end guys, seventh, eighth inning guys, whatever. It's also not like – it's kind of like where first base was for me. It's like it's not as high on the priority list this offseason as other things because they're going to –
the bottom of the list.
They're going to do it, and they're probably going to do it well. And they might not find as many diamonds in the roughs as they had in the last couple of years, but they'll have at least one good – cheap signing that turns out pretty well. That's I think the confidence you have in the Cubs developing, solid bullpens over the last few years. I think that's where we're at now, is we don't really have to worry about that.
Joel, the Sneakers might not leave Arlington Heights. They felt very
comfortable. Joel had an absolutely out of pocket comment about something about Sneakers. I don't even know what that means.
Joel. I know what he's saying, but
I know what he's saying. I don't know what he means by that.
Colada says, okay, Luke, I go value. Camping in January, and I need more shoes for the mud, $20. What? Don't disrespect the greatest athlete of all time. These are the Jordan 1s, Colada. If you're gonna spend like Ricketts, this is where you spend. And you can't just spend. You got to be lucky enough to win the lottery first. Right now, Niren is winning the lottery if he ponies up a little bit more than 429.
Just a little bit
Come
more.
Come on.
Just a little bit more.
By the way, place where you can get some really cool merch is FOCO. Chicago, you've already got the best coverage for your favorite teams. Now get fitted in the best sports gear around. FOCO's got you covered from Soldier Field to the living room, north side, south side, hoodies, slippers, signs, bobbleheads, everything in between. Get decked out like DeMar with apparel from the leader in sports merch and collectibles, FOCO. Looking for that perfect holiday gift for the football fan in your life? FOCO's got you covered with hoodies to fight the Lake Michigan breeze. Check out FOCO.com or click the link in the description below for all those non-presale items. Use the promo code CHGO for 10% off.
Oh, is it me? Chi-Town Cornhole.
Chi-Town? So Ryan was distracted by my shoes. He paused for a second.
Yeah. Chi-Town Custom Cornhole. The number one cornhole provider for Chicagoland and Illinois since 2007. Our signature box-style designs can be digitally printed, covered in vinyl, and painted. Chi-Town cornhole boards come with built-in drink holders, recessed in on the back, LEDs that light up the hole, and exterior handles for easy carrying and handcrafted scorekeepers. Like those, the ones that we have from Chi-Town Cornhole, we have two sets of them, the LED lights and stuff like that. They're really cool. They're super cool. Like when you put the LED lights on there, I've never seen cooler, cornhole boards. I say bags, but whatever. We
know what you mean.
We'll go cornhole boards because that's what they go with, and they took care of us, got us some really cool stuff. So we're going with cornhole for now. Chi-Town Cornhole is veteran-owned and operated. They can ship anywhere, and they offer local pickups. They specialize in corporate designs for your company's next marketing or social event, wedding gifts, and gifts for all occasions, and especially for tailgaters and backyard barbecues. Go check out their website, chitowncornhole.com, and make sure to follow them on Instagram at Chi-Town Custom Cornhole Boards. Really cool stuff. They do great work. You need a bag set for your next tailgate or you're having a party at your, in your backyard, you're doing a barbecue, you need some boards, Chi-Town Cornhole has got you covered.
Very nice. They are great boards. The LED lights are what really make them special.
That's
in my
what I'm
opinion.
Saying.
Yeah, that's what really sets them apart.
Yeah.
By the way, on the Jordan 1s that I want, I've heard that the box is worth a little something because it's the, what do they call that? Lost and found. So even the box is specialized. It's got special
paper
in there.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's. Yeah.
But Cody, you had some like sales slip from some store.
It should be in that box too.
You think it's in there?
It should be, yeah.
Luke, probably. You didn't even find the laces. They're in there.
I didn't think I went. I got to go back to Dick's Sporting Goods.
You struggled. Sean,
back to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Luke, you might know this place. Sean said he'd trade the Jordans for a month of free meals at Javier's in Arlington Heights.
Oh, it is in there.
Okay.
He's not paying attention to anything you just said.
I've been to Javier's. I know Javier's.
I know them pretty well. My family knows the owners.
Really good Mexican food. Northwest Highway.
Yep.
Great fajitas, by the way. I like their fajitas a lot.
Ryan, what's your favorite thing at Javier's if I ever go?
Everything's good. Yeah, like he said, fajitas are really good. Tacos are really good. Yeah. So whatever you enjoy, they'll have good of it there.
So okay. I should drop your name next time I'm in?
Maybe my dad's name.
All right.
Maybe.
You heard it here, folks.
I'm waiting for the Arlington Heights crew to invite me to Arlington Heights.
Sean?
To go to Javier.
Sean, drop Ryan Herrera's name next time you're there.
Because I'm told it's such a great spot.
I live close enough to walk there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, nice and close to Javier's. Yeah, on the other side, you got Egg Harbor Cafe. You get those cinnamon roll.
Oh, that was pretty, that's
cinnamon
pretty good
roll pancakes.
That's a really good spot.
No, cinnamon roll French toast.
CHGO Food Podcast is back, baby.
There's some good food.
Got me all hungry.
And I'm starving.
If I keep eating the way I ate at Thanksgiving, these Jordans aren't going to fit on my feet much longer. Just swelling up with all the salt I've been eating.
They have cankles.
The carbs are going straight to Stucky's feet.
They really are. They really are. Hey, we should finally get this done. It's 2:15. We've waited since maybe like October 1st. Our David Ross report cards.
I think we made
Let's
them.
Let's wrap it up with the
we
David
made
Ross
them right report. Before it, yeah. free agency opened.
They it's were made like on November 9th.
November 9th.
It's been a while.
Almost
We've
a
had
month.
So much to talk about that
somehow
we didn't need the David Ross report cards.
Where were you when we did the David Ross grades? That's what we'll be saying and I don't know.
I'll tell you what I was wearing.
Yeah, there you go.
Jordan 1.
Same.
Chicago, lost and found.
Who wants to go first?
Well, I don't remember I gave him, so.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go Ryan first.
All right.
Not going to remember.
Yeah, I can't give him a B.
You did give him a B.
I gave him a B.
Yeah, right. I totally did that.
Yeah, so I gave him
early
a B.
Early November, who remembers that?
And now that I'm trying to remember, I'm thinking back to it. Let me see
what you guys, so Luke and Cody can prepare and know. Luke also gave him a B.
Well, so you're giving them time to
Yeah,
prepare.
But I'm also giving you this time right now. You should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
It's because he's the young one.
Cody gave him a C plus. So B, B, C plus.
I think he did a fine job for what he had. I mean, he didn't have a roster to win many games. Like, they weren't making the playoffs this year unless everything went right. They didn't. Like, he didn't have the depth to work with. He didn't have. You know, especially after the trade deadline, the bullpen was tough, and it's tough to critique his managing again in a season when the roster is just not great. It's not built to win, and you obviously knock him for like that 10-game losing streak in May. Well, I think it was in May. Like, you still let the team lose 10 games. Like, you didn't. Managers, I don't know. It's tough to quantify how much of a role they have and stuff like that. But the team still lost 10 games in a row under your watch. Like, so that obviously isn't good. And I think they had like another 9-game losing streak at one point. Like, they were on pace to lose at or above 100 games for a good chunk of the season. Like, there was a good part of that where that seemed like a genuine possibility. And I think that second half obviously was great. He lost four big bullpen pieces. And was able to kind of fill that back out after a couple weeks of figuring it out. They played a lot better. Obviously, the second half record was great. Well, not great, but it was in the upper tier of second half records. I don't know how much stock you put in that, but because you need to see that continue to next season. But
you're
obsessed.
Get another.
You're not even
going to
keep
shot.
Them.
Stucky
has
literally been on this entire show.
It's tough to give him less than like a B because he. I think he did fine for what he was given.
Yeah.
It just maybe it could have been like a B minus C plus. I think that C plus to B range is all pretty similar, because it just depends how much stock he put into what he did as a manager, but also like how you felt about the roster.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I went C plus. Luke, unless you want to go, unless you have anything.
No, go ahead.
Okay,
no, go ahead.
I went C plus, and I understand that's a little harsh. Even Kalata's given David Ross a B, which is, you know.
Wow. Everybody gets big a B.
He says CHGO Cubs all-star team needs the all-star man.
Yeah, right? No, I go C plus because, you know, as much as you can't blame him for how the roster is constructed and all this and that, the amount of times the guy led Rafael Ortega off, the amount of times the guy put VR in the lineup, the amount of times he put this guy or that guy in the lineup, and, like, they were clearly struggling, they weren't doing well, and there were other options, even on the active roster, I think.
I just get the feeling that it had more to do with, like, okay, you're try to trade these guys at the trade deadline, build them up. If they have, like, hell, if Rafael Ortega after June, that run he had, I think it was June, and if they would have traded him right then, yes, he would actually had like some value.
Or if he would have continued it.
Yeah, but then that July tanked his value, of course. And right, so there was really nothing to right trade. But if they would have been like, all right, trade Rafael Ortega after he had a great month of June, he was hitting righties like he needed to, and there's probably a team out there that if that was leading up to the trade deadline, there's probably a team out there like, oh man, we need a left-handed bat that can hit righties. That's where I get the feeling is like the frustration over playing these guys is like I get the feeling that it was to try to build some trade value. Then obviously when there wasn't anything, they DFA'd Simmons, they DFA'd VR. Mm-hmm. Like they finally, and maybe that took a little too long, but they finally like figured out like, okay, we're not going to get anything for these guys.
I get it. Like it's hard. Like how much can you blame the manager for that? Whatever. But I don't know. To me, like that's kind of like the one thing I can, and it isn't even just with those guys. I think there's other guys that he is given belief in for too long. I mean, hell, he straight up admitted that he was playing Jason Hayward for respect or whatever. And it's like, dude, you were on you're managing a rebuilding team, and we got to see if these guys are anything for next year's team. Like, I mean,
we still learned it though.
They straight up, like, I think they put Hayward on the IL or whatever just so David Ross didn't play him. I don't know. It's like those, like that's the main thing that kind of scares me about him. Again, I like that he's the manager. I'm happy he's the manager. He gets the guys up to play for him even when the team is down and out and there's nothing to play for. I mean, the way they played in the second half behind him was awesome. But the one thing for sure that like gives me any kind of worry going into 2023 with him is that he will latch on to certain guys and will let that leash go longer than I think.
We'll find out.
That
he should.
I don't know, because Hayward is a little different story. Now the only guy left on the team that he's played with was Kyle Hendricks, and he can't play Kyle Hendricks every day. So right, it's just like,
Jed went on 670 the score whenever we were all sitting here talking about why is Hayward playing every day, and even and Jed straight up was like, yeah, I don't know why he's playing every day.
Well, that's over. That's what I'm saying. It's like I don't.
But that goes. That goes into my grade.
That goes into your grade.
That goes into my grade.
That's fair. But I would say you said it scares you. I'm not scared of that.
Okay.
I'm not scared of that because he's gone now. Like it's like that chapter is over.
There's going to be other players, whoever they are, and like if.
But those aren't
guys. My thing is like if you bring some guys in that are veterans and they're struggling during a certain part of the season, and it's like, but you continue to play them consistently. You got to, like, to me, you have to, like, shake it up.
Yeah, but I think the one thing he said out of that was that video with, you know, our friend of the program, Eugene McIntosh, was loyalty. It wasn't, like,
yeah, anything. Loyalty.
It was loyalty. Who are they going to bring in that he's loyal to anymore? Like,
it doesn't exist. They're all gone.
That's what I'm saying. I get the thing with Hayward, and like, as much as that frustrated people, I got it because this is a guy he knew since Hayward was a rookie, had played, you know, in Atlanta, played with the Cubs, managed him for a few years on the Cubs.
Like, and it wasn't impacting a playoff run. No, it wasn't impacting a team that could make the playoffs.
That is a different story. Right. That is a different story, and I don't think there's going to be any type of, like, loyalty thing that's going to affect the way he manages a team moving forward.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I agree with Michael Kalata in some ways, not with the wording that he uses. He says, the garbage on the field, they never stop trying to win and playing hard. They did play hard. I don't believe they had major league talent at multiple positions, multiple times, multiple days a week.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so, and I think Tom's comment in the chat is also right on. He said the only David Ross grade that matters will start next year. But I went B because A, he didn't have the talent. B, they played hard. And C, they went on a pretty good stretch after they dumped their entire bullpen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the young guys really did develop. Whether or not he gets credit for that or the organization gets credit for that, I don't know. I'm just saying under his watch, we have now seen Nico Hoerner greatly improve. Right? We've seen it. We've seen Morel come out of the farm system. We've seen Steele and Thompson improve. So I'll give him a B, and it probably doesn't even matter this year because, as Tom says, it really starts next year. That is, of course, if they sign some free agents this offseason.
Right. I don't know. I still don't feel bad about my C+, but
it's not the worst grade. A C would have been fine. It's a passing grade. Well, yeah. And it was average.
No, well, that's what I said. It's like the C+ to B range for this didn't feel like a whole, like I could have given him a B-, like maybe C+. I wouldn't have gone that low, but I mean, it's not like that range is very like similar in my opinion. Like as far as it just depended on what you took stock in for him as a manager. If you critiqued him for things that realistically shouldn't have been critiqued this year because it just wasn't like when people would get mad at his like bullpen decisions or anything like that. It's like sometimes it's like, well, what were they gonna do? Like,
yeah.
They weren't going to win anything, so this one game didn't, you know, really matter in the long run.
Fair. That's fine. I guess I'm hopeful for next year with him. But, yeah, again, it hasn't been perfect. I get the roster. I get it. But I don't know.
I do think the culture.
If you put together a winning roster and you see a lot of the same things I just said next year, then I think it justifies.
The thing was that Tom said is like next year's grade is the only one that matters. It's like if they have a team that can make a playoff push and they struggle, then you start being like, well, what's going on?
Right. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Hopefully something happens tomorrow. It probably won't be as big as our Jordan reveal today, but we will be back here live. Corey Freeman. The rise out of the darkness.
CHGO Bulls podcast.
By the way, look at the power and strength in those quads to hold that still. Anyways,
it's free we'll be to be tomorrow. Friends with Luke
again,
Stuckmeyer.
Again,
unbelievable.
You can bid on these on eBay. I'll be keeping you guys posted on that.
He's gonna tweet the link.
Show out. Worn. They're gonna be called. Not worn, but podcast worn. Thanks for checking out the CHGO Cubs podcast presented by DraftKings. If there's breaking news, we will have another emergency podcast before the next one, which is coming up on Wednesday. Corey Freedman will join us in studio, and we'll see if he won the Jordan Shoe Lottery. All I know is I did, and my vibes are in the pocket.
So are mine.
Look at those. Fly the W.